It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
This is something weird I found on the internet. So, I mean, maybe that might fall into the category of...
The things you see on the internet. Computer.
Random, but I had a laugh, so I thought you might too.
Okay.
So this was yesterday in Cobram Woolworths. Okay, Cobram, great little part of the world.
Is this going to be like an IGA yes story?
No, it's not. It says here, you can turn it down now.
Ah.
Thanks, Noel. It says here, you farted in Cobram Woolworths. You were the tall brunette with near perfect body that farted in the bread section last night.
Yeah.
I was the tall tubby guy next to you that looked over and asked, was that you?
So we'll just recreate then.
Mm.
Was that you?
You quickly replied, no, it wasn't me.
And then let out a...
You almost seemed insulted, I would ask. As the stink grew, you continued to deny your flatulence, but it was evident. I tried to get rid of the stench by waving two loaves of ciabatta bread. You proceeded to storm off in an angry manner. You were beautiful. And even if you are a liar and fart like a Clydesdale, I'd like to meet up.
Amazing. Amazing.
I hope they meet again.
She wanders off, crop dusting her way. Far out.
I have never, ever asked anyone. You know when you go down an aisle, you're by yourself, and then people just think, okay, appropriate time to drop guts.
100%.
And then someone walks in and it's like, you just feel like turning around and being like, oh, you are gross.
Yeah.
You're rank. But you never do. You never, ever do you?
No. But sometimes you don't plan it. Sometimes you're in
the aisle on your own.
And maybe you want some mayonnaise from the bottom shelf, and as you go to squat down...
No, that never happens.
Oh, Jesus.
That never happens.
Where did that come? Oh, my God.
That never happens. Oh. And if it is happening, I would suggest that you look at Depend Undies, Tom, because it sounds like you've got some issues.
Not following through.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Now, I got together with my now wife just as Tinder was becoming a thing.
Mm.
Right, so I don't really know. I don't really get it. And people are like, oh, yeah, I've been in a long-term relationship, but I played Tinder on my friends' phones and stuff.
Yeah.
I've not done that. I don't care and I don't
You had such a big opportunity when I first came here.
I know.
Come on, man.
So I'm not familiar with your Tinders and your Grinders and your Bumbles and your Hornets and your Hinges and all that kind of...
Hornets.
Have I thought of all of them?
Yeah.
Is there any that you can... Anyway.
Nah.
You brought a story recently to the table, specifically about Tinder and the way they're helping people avoid some awkwardness and maybe some unpleasantness by letting you block your ex now.
Mm.
So that when you're swiping through, you don't accidentally see that person pop up and be triggered.
Yeah, or they can't see you as well. So you don't have to deal with that, oh, you moved on fast.
Yeah, right. Well, some of the reasoning that people want to be able to block their exes, someone said, I don't want them to know about my life. They've been removed from it for a reason.
Yeah, makes sense.
Don't need them knowing I'm single or on apps because they just don't need to see anything to do with my life. It's all pretty standard, some more mature than others because I don't want to see his gross face. Another one was, I don't want him seeing my embarrassing prompts and photos of myself that he took.
Yeah.
Which I'm still using. And I like this one, to avoid my profile being screenshotted and shared in his group chat.
Yes.
Even though I do that to him.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Right. So good reason. And it never even occurred to me, but it makes sense.
Mm.
Apparently, like 3/4 of people said that they would block their ex on a dating app because almost half of people surveyed said that they had, in fact, encountered their ex on a dating app.
Yeah. I was seeing a guy once and then I saw him on Tinder.
Well, that's another thing there's a lot of that goes on too. What people have discovered, though, with this new function on Tinder that allows you to block specific contacts, it's contacts from your phone.
Uh-huh.
And Tinder doesn't check whether it's your ex or not. So you can just literally block 12 people from your life.
Awesome.
From seeing you on Tinder.
Yes.
So people are doing that. They're blocking their ex, but then they're going, well, I've got 11 other slots that I can use.
Might as well.
I'm going to block my sister.
Yeah.
My brother.
Yep.
Mum and dad.
Yes.
And the whole family. They're blocking.
Block my workmate.
Yeah, people from work.
Yep.
Professors from school and stuff. So, apparently they're getting quite
creative.
Because
there's nothing worse than being on there, right? I went on literally, this is when I lived in Warrnambool. I went on literally for one night, for like half an hour. And then I matched with this guy that's won a Grammy for like dealing with hip hop artists and stuff. M Phases, right?
Mm.
He's done stuff. Anyway, but then I got scared and I was like, and I deleted it.
M Phases is
he's huge.
Illy's DJ, yeah?
Oh, no. He's producer maybe, yeah. But he's done a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, and then so I deleted it. It was literally 10 minutes I was on this app.
Yeah.
Mates down, people saw me that were in Melbourne, screenshotted me to the people I was working with in Warrnambool, the guys I was on the radio with, and I copped so much because of that, literally on there for 15 minutes. So if you could do that to everyone in your life, go for it.
Amazing. So congratulations to everybody who can keep it on the down low. I would suggest if you are that way inclined, maybe block your wife or your husband if you're going to be.
That's so bad. I never thought of that.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
Yesterday, over the weekend, Jimmy and I went out the back. Our citrus tree has a whole bunch of lemons on it. Glorious. Great. And then we're like, we've got so many lemons.
Yeah.
Right?
Why don't you
do with them?
Yeah, put them in a bag and bring them to work like Steve from sales.
No, because Steve's way nicer than me. Sorry.
He's a generous man.
Such a generous man. We don't have that many.
He also maybe can't be bothered doing anything with them.
Well, see, this is the thing. I sat down and I'm like, what can you do with lemons? What can I do? Can I maybe – I was thinking, do I put them in a jar or preserve them or something? And then I'm like, lemon curd. It's curd time, baby. I love lemon curd. And when do you ever get it? It's like a special treat.
Like a lemon meringue pie? Is that –
Yeah. In like the, it's in all the desserts, but the curd especially. Like, where do you even get
curd? See where this is going. You're going to be sitting on the couch eating a bowl of curd, aren't
you? Yeah, but that's what my sister said. But why is that a bad thing? Why am I copping heat for just wanting curd in my life?
Because it's curd is something that should go with other stuff. Curd is not a food on its own.
Okay. Have you ever eaten peanut butter out of the jar or Nutella out of the jar? Yes. Don't stroke your mustache.
This is me being unconvinced.
Yes, I know. This is a thing. And do you know what? Curd fiends and friends. It was like egg yolks.
Who are you talking to? No,
I'm talking about egg yolks. Yeah,
you're on your own there.
Egg yolks.
Yeah.
Heaps of sugar.
Yeah.
Lemon zest, lemon juice, salt and butter. Boom. You have to whisk for a bit. My arm was a bit sore. You got to whisk. But, dude, I couldn't believe that I made it. I tasted it and I'm like, I've got a whole big jar of curd just for me. 10 days worth of curd, all mine.
That's too much lemon treat.
Nah.
That's
too much.
I
don't even
know
what I'm going to put on it. I don't know where I'm going to... Like, currently I'm just eating it with a spoon, just going, woo!
Because it's zingy.
Yeah. So, I was going to bring you in a spoonful, but I want it for myself. And I knew you wouldn't appreciate it.
That's fine. Mm. You're going to come to work tomorrow and be like, mate, you've got a bit of curd on your chin there. Some on your chest as well.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
This is one of the biggest conspiracy theories that has been going around for quite a few years now. Now, some people don't think it's a conspiracy. Some people think it's true. It is the flat earth thought, right? That the earth is flat. We've been thinking that it is, you know, a sphere spinning in space. Some people say, no, it's actually flat.
We think that because that's what science tells us.
Right.
But is science telling the truth? And that's where we have the breakdown. We have a special guest joining us.
Yes, we do. It's David Weiss, also known as Flat Earth Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm seeing they're getting on a lot of Australian shows this week. I have 5 different shows in Australia, so something's going on there. Okay. Maybe you guys aren't upside down after all and you're waking up.
Okay, well, I mean, that's a good point. Us being upside down, we are on the other side of the world from you at the moment over in the States. Can you
across the plane.
Okay.
Across the plane.
Can you please, can I just say, if I get on a plane and I just keep flying east, what will happen, do you think?
You will end up right back to where you started from because east and west are circles. The flat earth is not a disc floating in space.
Okay.
It's a circular pond. If you have I have a magnet here in the center, and as I'm pushing it east, or this is going west, I have to keep turning to keep that needle pointed towards the center.
Right.
East and west are circles. This does not prove the earth is flat because it works the same on a ball. Okay. So now I'm pushing it east. and east is a circle, right? If you go straight, you're going south. Now watch, I'm going to try to dead reckon west here, and I'm not going to correct to the north, and immediately I'm heading south. South is every direction away from the center.
Okay.
I'm still a bit confused, if I'm honest. Like, this is the thing. I'm very open to the way of thinking and all this sort of stuff, but I just can't get over the fact that that the Earth is a sphere. I mean, it's what we've all been shown. How did you get on this journey, Dave? Have you always been like this, or has it just been something that's come out in the last few years? Like, oh, you were once like us, right? Non-believers of this flat Earth. So how did you become that?
I was a ball believer, but then I said, you know, I said, there's flat Earth is stupid. You know, everyone thinks that flat Earth is the dumbest thing in the world, and that's because they've been indoctrinated to think that this is flat Earth. No, this is not flat Earth. Flat Earth is not a disc floating in space. Flat Earth is more like a pond. Right? All of the continents, or the islands, are surrounded by water, but all of the water has a container, and that container is the shoreline of Antarctica. Antarctica is the highest land on Earth, and it contains the world pond. Large bodies of water at rest lay flat, and there is no curvature, testable, measurable curvature. So when I first heard about it, I said, you're crazy. I banned people from our social media forever, banned for life, for even suggesting that I watch a stupid flat Earth video. But then I was forced to look. And when I looked, I found out we can see things too far. When you said before, we believe science. Well, science is a thing. It's not a word. The only thing that ballers have, ballers, I used to be a baller, is science and physics. But we just have the words. Every single test that's ever been done by any scientist has proven that the Earth is stationary and not a sphere. And they don't teach you that in school. There's a whole bunch of accredited experiments, right? But when we send a balloon up to 120,000 feet, there's the horizon, straight and at eye level.
What's the end game? Why would we be deceived into thinking that it's a globe as opposed to the pond that you describe?
Well, it's all about control. Look what's going on in the world. You guys are under tyranny, right? It's just as bad here. And actually, it's not as quite as bad. But, you know, it's all about the elite, if you want to call them, controlling us. There's two reasons. One, they want to make you feel powerless and insignificant. So they have you believing that you're on a spinning speck flying through an infinite universe, you know, spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, orbiting at 66,600 miles an hour. Funny number, right? Chasing the sun at 500,000 miles an hour. And then moving sideways at millions of miles an hour, all of that, and we don't feel anything. Okay, so they want you to feel that you're in a distant, godless universe where an asteroid could take you out at any time. But the truth of the matter is that we are at the center of creation, that we are here in this special place that was made for us. Don't know who made it. It's just intelligently designed, and that's your own journey to figure it out from there. But what else they could be hiding is more land. Right. There's a map that was discovered in Hawaii, a Japanese map from 10 centuries ago, showing over 30 other continents outside of the land of Antarctica. We live here. This is Antarctica. And beyond Antarctica, there's other worlds right here on the Earth plane. So if we had extraterrestrials, they're not coming from ridiculous light years, which is just impossible. They're coming just from a couple thousand miles away. They can make it, you know, and turn around and make it back for dinner.
It's funny.
Okay?
That,
they can come, abduct somebody, and go back for dinner.
Yeah. It's like, look, it's amazing way that you think. I guess it's hearing you say the word, it's impossible. It's impossible. But, I mean, life, the fact that we're here, life is impossible. Do you know what I mean? So it's funny.
You're right.
That
proves it. We didn't evolve from pond scum. We were created, right? It's impossible that pond scum created eyeballs that can see distance and color and communication and faces and all of that stuff. That is not, we were created, okay? Saying that we evolved, you know, you have to believe in evolution if you believe in the Big Bang. Once upon a time, there was nothing. It exploded and became everything. And then all of the rocky bits turned into, you know, planets, and all of the gases turned into giant balls that had more gravity than the planets and left a vacuum in between. Nature abhors a vacuum. You can't have a gas ball in a vacuum. We can't be flying. Like, you go out tonight, look at the stars at whatever time, and then might make a star chart next year, same day, same time. You go out and look, the stars will be in the exact same position, even though we're billions of miles corkscrewing through space.
Yeah, but but I think it's because, I mean, from my understanding is that it's thousands of light years away, so it's hard for us to see.
Well, that's what they tell us. It's so far away, but scientifically, we can prove that we could not see a star.
Tell me, what are we looking at in the sky then, if they're not the stars that we think they are?
Mm.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. When you look at the stars in the sky, have you guys ever heard of solar luminescence, where they take water and they put sound waves into it and it creates these little stars? I don't know what they are. I think they're sentient. I think they're intelligence. They're, you know, maybe that's where our souls are. Our souls are in the stars. East-west circumnavigation has been done billions of times. Billions of people have gone around the world. I could leave New York, I can travel east, go to Europe, go all the way around, come back to California, and I'm home. I can go the other way, which I showed you earlier how east and west work. Zero people have done this. Zero.
Gone north.
Because you can't.
Mm.
Because the earth is flat.
Do you think that you
earth is flat.
Put together a scientific study of your own where it's like, okay, let's get a plane and let's just fly that way and see what happens? Like, have you tried
Here's
to
how
do
you
that?
Do it. Here's how you do it. First, let me show you, because you guys are in Australia. If I want to go from Santiago to Australia, instead of just cutting across the bottom of the ball, which would be the fastest way, you know, FlightAware says, just go here, right? Or, you know, go around Antarctica because we don't want to disturb the penguins, right? So this is how they go. If I want to go to Western Australia, it's worse. The flight goes all the way up here, all the way over to Europe, and all the way down to Dubai, and then here, okay? Why would it do that crazy trip? And the answer is because the Earth is flat. We go up, across the United States, Europe, Dubai, and Western Australia. It's a straight line. So how would we prove the Earth is not a ball and flat? Very simple. And we could do it in one day and put this to bed, okay? They tell us the Antarctica is 13,000 miles around. So we get two airplanes, we go here, we refuel, and we have people like you, people like me, scientists, doctors, whatever. We have everyone on these two planes from both camps, flat Earth camp, you know, scientific camp, whatever, students. And one plane goes clockwise and one plane goes counterclockwise, staying about 1,000 feet so we can see the shoreline. And we just follow the shoreline. 7,000 miles later, that both planes should meet over here about 9 hours later. Okay. Plane goes about 500 miles an hour. Boom. Meet the planes. But that's not how it works, because the Earth is flat and nobody, the trip is more like 60,000 miles. Captain Cook was the last person to try it, and it took him 3.5 years, and he went over 60,000 miles.
He was in okay? a tall ship, though.
13,000 mile continent is not, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, you make a very compelling argument. I can certainly see how people believe the flat Earth theory when you explain it the way you do.
Do you guys have Bitcoin down there? You guys know what Bitcoin is?
Yeah.
Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. I am offering 2 Bitcoins to anybody that takes the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app challenge. Get this app. It bypasses the YouTube algorithms, Google algorithms. You search Flat Earth, you're going to end up at the Flat Earth Society, which is nonsense. It's a government-controlled disinformation site. It'll feed you all of the questions. Every day, there's a new video on the app, right? Watch the daily video every day for 2 weeks. After that 2 weeks, if you have one proof of the globe, just one, send it to me, info@theflatearthpodcast.com, and I will give you 2 Bitcoins. But before you do, you have to hit the frequently asked question button, and there will be all of the questions that you're going to ask with playlists of videos. Don't just believe the videos. Look at the video. Go confirm it yourself.
Wow. It's
right?
Look, I'm not going to lie to you, Dave. It's a bit of a weird one, but I can see that you're a passionate guy. And, you know, I mean, the truth is out there.
I mean, I just imagine if it was actually true, the world would just lose its mind.
We could talk to you for hours, Dave. We know that we could. It has been great getting you on the show. What do you think, Tom?
I'm open-minded. It's hard to disregard everything you've ever been taught, though. So, look, I'm open to. I would never tell you you're wrong, but everything I've ever been taught is.
It is hard. It is hard, but you know, I'm not stealing your world from you. I'm not ripping the foundation out from underneath you. I'm giving you a foundation. You're not spinning out of control on a speck in an infinite space vacuum. All of that is just impossibilities. You've been lied to your whole life, and when you're ready to face it, which is painful, you'll become a more awake, aware, better person. My life, I went through a lot, you know, coming through this transition. amazing. Life is so amazing every single day. So you can find me at theflatearthpodcast.com. It's also the name of my podcast, The Flat Earth Podcast. Get the app. It's on Android and Apple. It's $3 American. So what's that, like 400 in Australian or whatever it is? and you own it forever. It's a one-time charge. There's a little pop-up that says, would you like to subscribe? Don't subscribe. Just X that out and then you're good to go. Awesome. And it's read the reviews if you're unsure. It's the highest rated app in the App Store, the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app by Blue Water Bay. There's a knockoff out there already by the Flat Earth Society government people. Giving it away free by the same name, it's horrible. Don't send me an email telling me my app sucks because my app doesn't suck.
Okay. All right, Flat Earth Dave, David Weiss, thank you so much for your time today.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
Missed the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan. Tom and Logan. On K-Rock. This is it. Guess the year.
Still on the surf coast of the Ballerines' favourite Tuesday-based game is Guess the Year. We're going to play again. Do you remember who won last week?
Me.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, you sound confident, yeah. So I'm going to believe you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I totally won. It was a clean sweep, I believe.
Was it really?
Yeah, 3 for 3, and then we played 4, and I also got that one.
Far out. Where was I?
I don't know.
Okay, it works like this. We play a bit of a song, and we cast our minds back through the mists of time. Try and work out where we were when we first heard that song, and that helps us narrow down what year it was released.
Were we laughing? Were we crying? Who knows? We'll find out.
Were we up to no good? Probably.
Probably. Always, mate.
Yeah. We then write it down on a piece of paper, and then we reveal on three, and it has to be, it's very particular about the way we say the years.
Yes.
Can you just...
1990.
Yeah.
Whatever. The year 2000. Okay. And then 2010 and above. So 2004, right?
Okay, yeah.
But then once you get to 2009, then it's 2010, cool. 2011.
All right, glad we got that sorted out. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right arrangement. Fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Love you, Larry. Yep. Okay, here we go. Question number one, guess the year for this week. See it, cheap thrills.
So this is just all in the same. This could be any year. I have no idea. I don't even know where I was. Do you have no idea?
I don't know exactly where I was. I know it's around chandelier kind of. This is acting.
No idea. Chandelier's the one that hurts my ears.
I know you don't like it. Okay, so reveal on 3, 2, 1.
2013. Ooh.
The year was 2016.
I'll take that.
Well done.
You should let Matt on the Pots and Pans know that you're saying the year's convention the way because we said 20 and he said 2016.
Oh no, that's fine.
Oh, he's allowed to say it.
See how that's just, doesn't need even to be said. It's an off-air conversation, mate.
Question number two.
Bitter tears. I mean, why did you have to choose that one out of all of them?
Yeah, it's an interesting choice, isn't it? Okay. I was doing no harm.
Look, I don't even know if I was alive at this point.
What? You reckon?
I think it...
Well, maybe I'll go too high then. Okay, all right. I'm just... Sometime when I was a kid. Can I write that?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
1982. Ooh.
Okay, let's see.
The year was... 1991.
Oh, you jagged it.
I was just getting a vibe like early 90s in excess rather
you've done
than.
Very well.
Thanks, mate.
All right,
thanks.
Well, that's a win.
That's a win. Should we do one more song?
Yes, please.
Gigs?
Oh, my God. I know exactly where I was.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I was doing Rock of Stedford and I had a crush on someone that was in the Rock of Stedford also. He was like a mermaid or something.
Yeah.
And then I used to go on ICQ. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's like the first installation of MSN.
Yeah.
Just to see if he would be on there.
Amazing.
So,
So if you're on ICQ and you're
and the internet
an
was
80...
like...
Yeah, okay.
Damn.
I'm going to say... Spinning around...
It's hard.
I've got something. I'm locked in.
All right. Oh, fine.
3, 2, 1. 1999.
The year was
2000.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well
I
done.
It was 2000.
That's Woo! A consolation point for you. I'll take the win, though.
Thank you. And you got
much.
A story. You're welcome.
Yeah. Good on you. Tom and Long. K-Rock.